Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started.
Hi there, and welcome to this new episode of She Coaches Coaches. Well, if you're a regular listener, you might remember that I told you a few episodes ago about something that's coming up soon on this podcast, and I'm really excited about it. I have done a few very special interviews with some of my coaching clients. They are all new coaches, and I'm bringing them onto this podcast because they are amazing. They have such varied life experience, and each of them is focused on becoming the best coach they can be, and they are all now well on their way to being fully booked. If you're listening, my guess is you're a new or a newish coach, or you might even be thinking about becoming a coach. You should listen to these episodes because each of them has a story to share. And I know you will benefit by hearing about them. Now let's dive into today's episode. It's on the 5 simple habits that will transform your life and your coaching business. Coaches get to do their own work. And you notice that I said get to, not have to. We get to continue growing. We're human and we're always evolving. It's up to us to keep growing so we can live more fulfilling lives for ourselves. And also demonstrate to our clients that we do the work too. Coaches go first and show their clients the way. Real lasting change takes place in this moment and in our moment-by-moment awareness, our choices, and our actions. When you look at the self-help section on Amazon, there are over 100,000 books. Lots of them sound like this. If you want to be successful, do X. Or if you want to be happy, then do Y. Now, if there were cookie-cutter versions of success and happiness, we would only need a few books because the problem would be so easily solved. Each of us is human, each of us is unique, and we bring our own unique strengths to the table. I believe that success, happiness, and fulfillment are very personal. What's important for one person probably won't work for someone else. There are, however, some common approaches that can help you. Today, I've outlined 5 super simple habits that will impact you and will help you to feel more like you, that true, authentic you, and more like you are living with more freedom, in control of your life, and everything that it takes as you become a coach. So what are these super simple habits? Well, let's start with the first. The first is the habit of giving thanks. The power of gratitude is one of those first steps to create more satisfaction. No matter what we do or what we have, cultivating gratitude will always help us feel like we're even more blessed. When you're thankful for what you've already got, you get to relax and appreciate the many things that you've just maybe forgot. Maybe you started to take them for granted. There is nothing that sparks transformation faster than to look at things with fresh eyes, curiosity, wonder, and gratitude. It is the fast track to feeling better. And when you choose to notice the good in your life, you're going to start feeling better right away. And over time, this habit grows. And the more you grow the habit, the more you use it, the better you will feel. So why does gratitude work? Well, let me tell you, we're wired to look for problems. It's built in, hardwired into us. And these thoughts and actions of looking for problems is usually accompanied by feelings of worry, self-doubt, anxiety. Now, we're hardwired looking for problems because our mind is always looking for a way to keep us safe. It wants to avoid problems in advance, right? This is a habit that we've created and it's hardwired in. So it's both. Now, when you consciously practice gratitude, you're rewiring your brain. There's a quote that says, "The neurons that fire together, wire together." And that is exactly what you're doing with gratitude. You're creating a more well-bonded path, a more well-traveled road. So gratitude becomes more of a habit the more you practice it. And with gratitude, you're going to start to notice more useful thoughts coming up. Those ones that make you feel better, the ones that make you feel more connected, appreciative, more open, and more love. Now, let's move on to the next habit, the habit of the pause. When emotions run high, intelligence is low. The heightened emotions of anger, fear, anxiety, grief, they are all triggered with a part of the brain called the amygdala. On the other hand, the part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex is the place where we make our best decisions. It's our executive thinking center. This is where our smartest thinking, our best decisions, and our best problem solving takes place. This means that when you're triggered by an emotion like fear or anxiety, you can't access that powerful problem solving thoughts. But when you pause, you take a break, then you get a chance to kind of settle down. And this gives you the space to think better and respond proactively, because now that prefrontal cortex is more accessible to you. You take a pause by first being aware that you're triggered. Just notice the feeling and what's going on in your body. Then you shift your focus to your breathing and just breathe for a few cycles. I gave you exact instructions on how to use a technique called box breathing back in episode 13. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can listen and practice this simple technique. It only takes a short while, maybe like 10 or 15 seconds, and you're going to start to notice a shift. It happens that quickly. Then, once you feel that shift, you're going to be able to think better, think more constructively and creatively too. And since your thoughts really do create your results, you'll be on the path to getting more of what you want more easily. The next habit is the habit of being connected to your emotions. As a society, we are used to being in our heads. We're always thinking and rushing around, doing things, taking action, and second guessing and overthinking things. One of the less practiced skills is to know what you're feeling. We're so busy thinking, but we forgot that we also have emotions too. We're scared to feel our feelings, and most of us will avoid feelings at all costs. But what if I told you that an emotion is really just a vibration in your body? It seems so simple, right? Maybe you believe this, maybe you don't, but stick with me here just for a little bit and play along. Let me ask you, what emotion are you feeling right now? And then where do you notice this emotion? Is it in your stomach, in your jaw, in your head, in your legs? What does it feel like? Is it tight? Is it hot or cold or heavy or light? Place your attention on the sensation in your body, not the story you're telling yourself. Just the actual physical sensation that you're noticing. And then you might notice that this sensation grows and then recedes. I have found that feelings rise and fall just like a wave. Some of my emotions are like tidal waves, and other times they're just like a little ripple on a lake. Neuroscientist Jill Bolte Taylor wrote a book about her experience after a stroke. She found that a feeling lasts 90 seconds. Yeah, that's it, 90 seconds. Now, If we continue to fan the flame of that emotion with our thoughts and continue to sort of tell ourselves the story over and over, we're going to create the next wave and the next and the next. But if we just have the courage to sit with that sensation for 90 seconds, it will shift. I would highly recommend you try this experiment the next time someone cuts you off in traffic, or if someone says something that offends you. Our emotions hold important messages about what's really going on under the surface. Have you ever met someone, and even though everything seems okay on the outside, underneath, you're feeling ill at ease or irritated? It's helpful if you're aware of exactly how you're feeling, because there's a message for you there. Maybe it's time you started to listen to that message. The next habit is the habit of being aware of your thoughts. Now, since your thoughts create your emotions, it's only natural that cultivating awareness of what you're thinking is important too. Every emotion is created by the thoughts running through your mind. If you're feeling unhappy, ask yourself, what am I thinking that's creating this emotion? If you're angry, ask, what am I thinking right now? What thoughts am I having? If you're feeling calm, ask yourself curiously, what am I thinking that creates this feeling of calm? Once you understand what you're thinking, then you can shift your thoughts to improve how connected, fulfilled, purposeful, happy you feel. As I said at the start of this episode, these moment-by-moment shifts, they're the things that are going to show you how much control and freedom you already have. When you know what you're thinking, you can way more easily get a glimpse of why you're creating the results that you have. Then, when you have this clarity, you can choose to shift your thoughts. Begin by shifting them ever so slightly, and your results will shift too. Small steps, small shifts in awareness every day will accumulate. And before you know it, a month will go by and you won't even recognize what your life looks like. It is going to be so much more fulfilling. Now, the last habit, habit number 5, is the habit of having your own coach. Did you know that having a coach is fun? And it's the fastest way to create more happiness and meaning in your life. I know it's kind of a weird thing for me to tell you that it's fun having a coach, but it is. Some of you might think that having a coach is hard work and grinding deep into your subconscious and trying to figure out all the blocks that you have. But if it wasn't that, what if it was actually the most comforting and fun thing that you could do? I believe that having a coach is the fastest way to feel better. You're one thought away from feeling more calm, more confident, more clear. Only one thought. Isn't that amazing? Coaches help you see your habitual thoughts and emotions. Your thoughts dictate your actions. And those actions all come together to create your life. Because a coach is objective, they can show you what's going on and help you question and understand what you really want and then figure out how to get it. All right, let me summarize today's episode. The 5 simple habits that I described are the habit of giving thanks, the habit of the pause, the habit of being connected to your emotions, the habit of being aware of your thoughts, and finally, the habit of having a coach. Now, if you've been thinking about working with your own coach, I have got a few spots available just as I record this episode. I'd love to offer you a strategy session, and we can see if it's time for us to work together. The link is in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear from you. So that's it for today, friends. Now, before you leave, I want to tell you about a gift that I offer to all of my listeners. It is my free resource library. It's an online vault filled with content that I've created to help you grow and become a coach. I call it the Coaches Online Business Academy. All you need to do, go to the show notes, click on the link, sign up for your free account, and you're going to get immediate access to all of those resources. All you have to do, again, just go to that episode description and click on the link, and that's it. I am so looking forward to talking to you next week. Have a great day.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.